I saw your feet under there.
Ooh, I wanted to tickle foot it, but I just looked at it.
I was under your car at the Aldi, and you walked up to your door, and I saw your feet.
Boop.
I touched your foot.
I touched your foot.
I got you.
I was a little afraid to say anything because you were scared when you saw me roll out from under your car. I just got to tickle the toes, old tickle foot.
Could be the most disturbing character I think we've ever invented on the radio.
Well, hello. It's Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. And you can reach us at 629-7970.
Before we delve into the topic at hand, did you ever think that in a million years, Dr. Oz would be an important player in the presidential campaign?
Yes, I'm glad Donald Trump is getting his physical from Dr. Oz.
Live on the air, by the way. Complete with certain exams.
Yep, time to check for the hernia.
Yep.
Well, it's been definitely behind schedule, the area over there known as Legacy Point, where Shields is and everything like that. And you know, we were. If you go back 2, 3, 4 years, the impression was that thing was going to be just almost like the West Side is now.
Oh, easily, yeah. We were said that once Shields was built, that we were going to have that outlet mall, and it was going to be just a mecca of commerce. And it for one reason or another, I'm not quite sure why. I think even like 2 years ago, they said they're about ready to break ground on the outlet mall, and still.
And then it never happened.
Yeah. So I don't know what the deal is. It's unfortunate because Shields is such a great place and a great location. But for some reason, I don't know why nothing else has really gone up over there.
A Missouri developer, according to the State Journal Register this morning, says that a developer from a hotel developer. Is considering a site at the Legacy Point Development Center on there on I-72. So there could be a hotel going up there.
Which is perfect.
Good place for it.
Yeah, because then you'd be right by Shields, and then when the summer months come, you're right by the drive-in and by Knights Action as well. So that's a perfect location.
629-7970. What should be there? What would you like to see over in that huge plot of land where there could be a lot of things? Again, it's kind of that age-old question of what is Springfield missing?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of been unfortunate. You know, businesses went out there with the hope that bigger stuff was going to come, and it just never quite materialized. It's still incumbent on the business to run their business and be successful, but I'm sure they had hoped for bigger things to happen.
More traffic coming over that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
A land use planning committee on Thursday approved technical changes sought by this Earnhardt Hospitality of Hannibal Mo for a site south of Shields. Hotel would be the single largest project since Shields opened in 2011.
I think you got to green light that as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Get something over there because then you can see it from the highway. It's right off the highway, very accessible. And like I said, in the summer months, that place would just be booming.
And it is, it's a fine location. It's easy to get to. It extends MacArthur and really makes a lot of things accessible to that chunk of town that maybe weren't there before. So what could go there? What could go there that would make that area neat, profitable, interesting? Because it's just, we had a lot of hope for it, and it still can be. But it's just not, doesn't seem to be happening. Hello, you are on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Intriguing beginning to this segment because at first you talked about Dr. Oz and there's the Oprah connection. And I've been thinking for about a month that I wish I had Dr. Phil McGraw to vote for president of the United States because he's generally a pretty smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He does his homework. And I think he actually means well. I think he's actually a guy that tries to do well. And do the right thing for people, which we don't have as a candidate now. And I think that would be a great candidate. So that's my point on the Oprah connection with Oz and Phil.
Okay.
And how about an indoor water park? Because we went to Wisconsin, and those things are awfully popular.
Yeah, they really are.
And why not an indoor water park? Because we don't have any of those anywhere near here.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't that draw people to be able to get in the water and inside and in the winter and Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, I think that's great. And why not have more, the public pools here in Springfield? I feel like they're at capacity.
Yeah.
I think we've got room for more pools in town.
Agreed.
It'd be nice to have access to something like that. Hello, you're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Yeah, looking at a smaller scale of a food truck thing with a nice grass green area, mm-hmm. parking lot, and maybe a small stage for entertainment. Get some green space going out there with some food trucks.
And that's becoming more and more popular, these kind of inside-out malls where instead of them going into a big place, they're sort of an outside little community.
Stay with me for a second.
Yeah.
I'm still there. Okay. Hey, what is it? Is it Vinegar Hill Mall, that old Bowers Opera House? It's all closed down and nothing in there?
Yes.
The pizza machine was there and other things. I think what my goal over in there would be like a bigger scale of the ethnic village, more like an Epcot. Just all the different nationalities, small shops, food, drinks, gifts, everything. But different nationalities, like a Epcot.
That's kind of a neat idea.
Mini Epcot. Yeah. I like that.
That would be.
We can put Mini Epcot out there. I'm cool with that.
That's another place that I'm mystified as to what isn't going right there. It just seems like nothing can quite.
Where's that at?
Grab hold. Vinegar Hill, where Julia's Kitchen used to be, and the pizza machine, and all that other.
Comedy?
Yeah. No. The most recent thing in there was a stage, and I've completely lost what the name of it was. I want to say Donnie B's, but that's not right, is it?
Oh, Homespun.
Homespun. That's
yeah, there you go. Okay. Homespun.
God. Idiot. Hi, you're on WMAY.
Hey, when they built that Casey's north of there last year or so, I wanted to see something like that there. You know, something like that, quick and easy, mm-hmm. along with Hotel. It definitely would make a difference there. I work east of there, and there's nothing out there with this, obviously. I think one of Quaker Steak's problems is, I never did like how you had to get in and out of that place. It was kind of a pain in the butt.
I don't know who designed the parking lots over there. Yeah, that is a mystery to me. Yeah. I have never gotten it right.
So if they put something else up there, like, say, on my side of the road, the east of Shields, mm-hmm. like a Casey's or a hotel, you need some way to get in and out of there. It's not so stupid where it takes people a little bit longer. They have to drive around like it's a mousetrap maze, to get in and out of there. But they need a park or something would help out. I mean, I think definitely a hotel is definitely a way to start there. You got to get people that want it. They need to stop. And hotels where they need to be a lot of times, and that's for me a big start right there would help out.
And with hotels,
small, I don't know if you're going to see that. That's a major amount of money, and you've already got retail, out the wazoo on the west side. Yeah. Well, you're going to take away from somebody.
Yeah, those outlet malls are huge though now. I mean,
they're nice. I mean, with St. Charles and then the one over in Tuscola. I mean, they're all them out there. We've been out there; they're really cool, but. I don't know how much you're going to hurt the people that are already here, but if they build it, they build it. It'd be nice. So have a good day.
Thank you. Yeah, every time I go up and visit my old man in Aurora, I mean, that outlet mall there is always just packed, and they keep continuing to build on and build on and build on.
Right now people are driving, all the way over to Foresight to go to that one over there. Why not have one here? It's Mike and Olson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Hello.
Just one more quick comment.
Okay.
We already have retail. I mean, retail's kind of going away. It's kind of a dead thing. I mean, it's internet now. It's all internet. Mm. So,
not these
outlet
malls,
need something
man.
That draws bodies. You need to draw bodies. And hotel water park is what I was thinking. I mean, that's both.
We
have enough eating places.
I'm not disagreeing.
When do we have enough?
I'm not disagreeing with you, sir, that the hotel water park is a great idea. But these outlet malls are huge.
Yeah,
you drive by, like I said, anytime I drive by there when I go up to work, I mean, it is always packed because people love sales. And I get what you're saying where people are going more and more to the internet. But the deals you can have in these places, the name brands that come in, they are just always packed to the gills.
And it's one of those weird things where people driving down 72 will pull off of 72 just because they're going to go to that thing.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be that one up by Bloomington. I don't think it's there anymore. And there's one in Indiana that's just
massive. As long as you got the right stores with certain names, people will come.
Like Benetton.
Yes.
Hi, you're on
United Colors.
Hi, you're on WMAY. I don't know where that came from.
I'm going to renew the call
okay.
for a Dave and Buster's.
Oh, come on.
We need a Dave and Buster's in town. You're darn right we do, Irby.
Darn right. That will bring them in by the hordes. They'll have to expand the parking. Thanks.
Thank you.
I think you stole somebody's thunder on that one. You're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
I was going to say Dave and Buster's.
You were going to say Dave and Buster's as well. Everybody wants to. Well, there are a couple of votes for Dave and Buster's, I think. I mean, there's no question that would be a big draw.
Oh, those usually do pretty well for themselves.
It almost always works.
Of course, Jim Leach would say we need an IMAX over there as well. It would be kind of nice.
Not a bad idea.
How about this? Let's combine them all into one. If we could have an outlet mall that has a Dave and Buster's to eat in and an IMAX movie theater go to with an indoor water park next door with a hotel across the street, be good to go.
If I could watch an IMAX movie while sitting on a lazy river.
Oh, yes.
I pay premium for that.
I think we all would.
Who would
indoors.
That? Yes. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty amazing. I think you're onto something.
We'll take some more calls. It's Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
And if I could play skee ball while I did all that, too, it'd be even better.
With a beer.
Yes.
So Legacy Point, so far, not quite as robust as we thought it would be right now.
Yeah.
But not a total wash, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for that chunk of land, and they're still building, and someone's gonna be smart and get in there and on the ground level and probably make a lot of money if they play their cards right. There's now talk, according to the State Journal Register this morning, that a Missouri developer of three Springfield hotels is considering a site over there. And what we're asking you here on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY is is there something cool that could go over there? We've gotten a lot of neat ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And is there something that that could go over there that could kind of start to bring that area together?
You know, we should have done. Should have gone to Lucas when Chicago said, can't have your Star Wars museum on here because they have green space. We would have been like, yep, we got plenty of room over here, Mr. Mm-hmm. Lucas. You can do whatever you want. You can build a full-size Millennium Falcon for all I care. Because that'd be amazing. I would be there every day.
Don't you love seeing that when you come around the bend there on 72?
Millennium Falcon sitting there. You got Chewbacca just waving at you. God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, I am way too excited for a 39-year-old man to meet Chewbacca down in Disney World.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's one of the perks you've got to go down there.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. But yeah, we should have jumped on that SLB.
6297970. Hi, you're on WMAY.
How about Springfield needs a really good kebab place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we need some
enough
kebabs.
There's not enough. There could be like a grill the size of half a block where it's nothing but kebabs. I think that'd be awesome.
Kebabs are us.
Yeah.
I like that.
24-hour kebabs.
Oh, that'd be great.
Drive-through kebabs.
And the thing about it is the sign would be a kebab that lights up individually. Like you have, the light starts at the bottom and goes to the top, and then it finally says, kebabs!
I don't see any reason why we should. In fact, I think you and I need to pull our money.
We do.
Right now.
Oh, I just want the sign. I don't care if kebabs are us flops. I just want the light up kebab sign.
Yeah. Where are you going to go after a night of drinking? You're going to go
to the 24-hour
kebab site. Absolutely.
My
God, we would freaking print money.
Oh, easily. Go to kebabs. Attila need a kebab.
And that's the way it's pronounced. Hi, you're on WMAY.
Maybe make Shields into an outdoor snow hill, like they make all over Chicago with the fake snow.
Yeah. That's an interesting point, too, when the snow does come. We've got the golf courses people go to, but it would be interesting to create
big old
one.
Sledding hill?
Did you ever see, they did that in, Qatar or Saudi Arabia, or one of those countries that has more money than anyone ever should, out in the middle of the desert.
Just because they could?
Out in the middle of the desert, there is this big indoor thing where you can go skiing.
Very nice.
Yeah. They really have too much money.
They do, yeah, when they're figuring that out.
You're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Even though this would compete with Shields, you take a Cabela's or a Bass Pro, and that's always a big draw.
Yeah, and they're kind of two different audiences. I mean, Shields certainly does have the huntings, but Cabela's and Bass Pro are that's a huge draw too. You're right about that.
It is very big. So I just thought of that.
It's a neat idea. 629-7970. We're talking about the area over there at Legacy Point where now it looks like there's going to be a hotel over there. Often that helps feed the restaurants that are over there. and maybe it will kind of start the dominoes moving. I'm
trying to think of like other places that I have gone to where, you know, I'm thinking, oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Could there be some type of Wisconsin Dells-esque type situation where we have like some of those little spots there where, you know, it's kind of like a district of family entertainment type thing?
That concept was kind of going through my head a moment ago of...
Like an upside-down Lincoln House?
There needs to be, I don't know, some kind of novel attraction right off of 72 there that would cause someone to pull off, whether it's, you know,
right.
Up on 94, I think there's that huge candy outlet mall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That exists, and you can't drive past that place without going, let's get off in
like
the candy.
Like the Mars Cheese Castle.
Yeah.
When you're going from Chicago to up to Milwaukee, you mm-hmm. got the Mars Cheese, you got to stop at the Cheese Castle.
But yeah, I would take a wax museum.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Something that would force someone who's traveling cross-country to go, you know what, I got to stop in this Springfield.
Because St. Louis used to have I don't know if they still do, they used to have a wax museum, but it's never kind of really opened very much. Mm-hmm. We were going to go one time, and it's weird because they have like three stories of it, from what I understand. I've never been to it. We were going to watch the movie House of Wax, and then all of us go to the wax museum. In the basement, it's either the basement or the upper level of this is like just a bunch of biblical Jesus scenes mm-hmm. in wax, which seems weird. Like there's wax Jesus on a cross and wax Jesus at the Last Supper. So it seems kind of odd. But yeah, a wax museum would be interesting to have over there as well.
What if we took everybody in Sangamon County who has video gambling in their place mm-hmm. and made this crazy huge gambling mecca, and you know everyone still gets the money, they get their split on this thing, but you plunk it right there and it's this 5-story tall nothing but video gambling. We put them all in one place.
That'd be a casino,
right? But it's just video gambling.
That'd still be mostly a casino. Yeah. It's a lot of casinos mostly are just that. They don't have a lot of table games anymore.
Okay. Then why don't we have a casino over there in Legacy Point?
It's a novel concept you came up with there, Johnny. Let's put all these video gaming machines in one place. It'll be huge. I've never heard of such a thing before.
This is an idea that no one has ever had.
This is groundbreaking stuff.
I don't think you fully understand.
See, what you can do is you can go to these different machines that all are gambling, they're all in one place.
Wouldn't that be neat?
That'd be crazy. You put a buffet next to it?
You could. You could have a little place where rock stars can come and
right.
Put
you have
on
a little
shows.
Show. Yeah, you have a little showroom and a hotel. I've never heard of such a thing.
I don't think we fully explored the opportunities that exist there.
Groundbreaking ideas here on this show.
You're right. That is a casino.
I like the fervor that you had for the idea, though. That was impressive.
I felt like I had.
The light bulb went on, and like the look on your face was like the light bulb went on, and the more and more you describe it, the more and more your gesture is like, this is the greatest idea in the history of the world. And then I come in and crap all over it.
No. I think it's different from a casino. I haven't figured it out yet, but
somehow it is.
You're on WDMAY. Hello.
Yeah, something that I'm surprised being across the street that we don't have is a zip line and a bungee. Jump.
That would be huge.
Yeah, that'd be like Wisconsin Dells. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Some sort of just attraction that says, okay, I got to stop in this Springfield and see what's going on.
That would be pretty awesome.
Not that there's not stuff to see.
Right. But, you know, a casino would be fun, too.
What are those?
They're a thing where you take all these little gambling places and you put them under one roof, all these little video gambling machines.
We are no longer business partners in 24-hour kebabs. If that's the way
No. Kebabs need to be part of that.
If that's the way you're going to behave in our brainstorming meetings, you can. I will not go into.
If you're going to poo-poo all my wonderful ideas like casinos,
did I say casino? I did not.
No, you did not. I did.
My idea was greater than a casino.
Yours was totally different. Nothing like that has ever been seen before, ever.
Hey, Jim.
We need our 24-hour kebabs place, though.
Time for news. What's going on, sir?
Is it really pronounced kebab?
From
it's
now
kebabs.
On,
yeah, it's kebabs. It's kebab. Kebabs.
Okay.
That's how it's spelled. Let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a kebab. I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab.
Sounds like kebab to me.
Certainly does.
Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
I'll buy you a kebab, I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab.
He's not listening, but it's a kebab.
Kebab.
And that restaurant is going to be huge over there by Shields.
Yeah.
The 24-hour shish kebab.
Oh, here's a how to pronounce shish kebab.
Shish kebab.
Okay, there it is.
That's a YouTube video of the correct pronunciation.
Yeah, shish kebab.
It's kebab.
Shish kebab.
There we go.
And don't doubt the internet.
And no, I do not.